Astrology Awareness. I'm your host, Carmen Turner Schott, and I'm here today with my co-host, Suki. Hi, Suki. How are you?
Good. How are you, Carmen?
Very good.
Hi, listeners out there.
Yes. Hi.
Good to be here with you today.
Yes. You know, today I know we have a few callers that we're expecting to call in, but, you know, until we have, a few callers, I thought we could just, you know, talk a little bit about Taurus.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I like that.
So what are some of your experiences with Taurus?
I would say this is actually Taurus time. What do you think about that? You know, it's the spring also. Earthy people.
Yeah, very earthy. Very earthy
people. They really like a house, buying a car, beautiful. They're pretty charm. Very stubborn, I think, you know, some ways.
They're very, very, you know, peaceful sign. They, you know, artistic, creative, but they're also very goal-focused and, you know, like to reach their goals. They like the earth. They like the, you know, to plant things in the garden. They like to sing.
Yeah, peacefulness is very important, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think we already have a caller. I heard a beep, so we'll go ahead and take our first call here.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Chad Cornelessi here.
Oh, hi, Chad. Good afternoon. I'm Suki. I have your birthday. So what I would do, I will kind of go over a few things, what I see, and Ms. Carmen will kind of pick up it after that. How about that?
Sounds good.
All righty. What I'm seeing right now, what a charming guy. Very charming guy I'm seeing, and I'm feeling it. Very powerful, very artistic. Very artistic person. I hope you did some traveling, you know, through work or whatever, because I see a lot of 14-born personal people in your life, like the traveling overseas, that type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very spiritual, and I think at this time in your life, you kind of need to express what you feel and what you know about the spirituality, you know, what you believe and how you feel and stuff.
Okay.
Very intellectual, like to express yourself. Let me see. I see some. Kind of. A little bit of money concerns as well. I wonder if there's some little hassle about the something with the legal issues not, like a little bit ago, I think. What do you think, Ms. Carmen?
Well, you know, everything, you know, Suki said, you know, I can see in your natal chart, you know, Chad, you know, your sun is in Sagittarius in the fifth house, which is the house of the artist, you know, very creative type of person. You know, it's the house of Leo. And and you have Leo rising. So you're very much a Leo-type person. You know, when people meet you, you seem very dignified and in leadership and very very generous. Yeah, very artistic, very strong personality when people first meet you, because that rising sign, Leo, and that really ties into that sun and Mercury and Saturn in your fifth house, which is all about self-expression and expressing your artistic talents in some way. And with the travel, you know, things Suki talked about with travel, that's definitely a Sagittarius thing, because Sagittarius sun sign and your Mercury's in Sagittarius, which, you know, Sagittarius is the traveler, the wanderer, the philosopher. And it really rules, you know, foreigners, people from another country and culture. So you usually have, you know, an interest or attraction to people that are different or unique from yourself.
Yeah. I also see Chad is a little bit kind of like a restless as also. He really needs lots of freedom for his life. And also, he is a love relationship and a partnership and a children. All of that is so important in his life. And he's been very driven for his work and career-wise. Would you say, Carmen?
Hi, we're back. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. I hope everyone's still listening out there. Chet, are you on? I know our caller's still on with us, so they're probably going to patch him through in a minute.
We didn't lose him.
Are you there, Chet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi. Yeah, we got disconnected somehow, but we got you back, and I remember, you know, what we were talking about with travel and restlessness, little bit of that Sagittarius energy I think Suki was talking about. And the thing I'm drawn to the most, Chet, in your chart is your eighth house moon. You know, you have your emotional nature in Pisces, in the eighth house, which makes you a very intuitive person, you know, very perceptive, very intuitive, and just wanted to, you know, share that with you as well.
Okay.
Did you have any questions for us about, your chart or any life questions in general?
Well, I guess, you know, I had several. I mean, that Saturn on my sun has always been a real heavy element, and I'm wondering if my eighth house moon was, I was always connected to my mom, and she had both her father and her husband die within a year of each other, and I think I've held her her emotional depression for 49 years until she just passed away.
Wow.
And I sort of have that freeing experience now that she's gone, but I'm also realizing I'd never really got out of that funk of a sort of a depression, whether it's my Saturn on the sun or whether it was my, you know, connection to my mother.
I really feel that it's that moon in Pisces in the eighth house, because Pisces, they rule the 12th house, and Pisces are known to be, you know, depressed and moody. You know, you have highs and lows. You know, you can have highs of imagination and creativity and inspiration and connection to religion and spiritual awareness. And then there's other times with that Pisces energy, you can have lows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And having it in the eighth house intensifies that Pisces energy. And it is about repression and turning things inward. A lot of the eighth house energy that you have with the emotions is holding on to things. So it makes sense, you know, what you said you felt a lot of your life. And the moon does rule the mother figure. And the eighth house, you know, has a lot to do with, you know, sacrifice, you know, what we sacrifice for others emotionally and what they sacrifice for us. And I think that's, you know, the karmic experience that you had with your mother was based on that. That's, you know, from my research and things I've seen with eighth house people, they tend to have a similar energy that you described.
Okay.
Similar feelings of, I even, you know, wrote an article about it, with depression and feelings of loneliness. It's something that almost 98% of eighth house people tell me they feel, and that's people with the sun or moon in the eighth house. Almost everyone I talk to has that same feeling that you just described, and it really is a karmic placement. But the blessing of it is that it blesses you with a lot of spiritual awareness and good luck as well, with spiritual pursuits. So it's a blessing and a curse, the eighth house, you know, I always say, because it's a very, you know, painful house as far as emotions go. Emotional things that you feel people's pain, you feel everything about other people's life, you know, their depression, you absorb it, because Pisces, you know, is a water sign, and you're just so wide open, and having that moon in the eighth intensifies your openness. So you kind of, you're like a sponge, and you absorb everybody's emotions in your environment. So, you know, learning to you know, protect yourself in some way, whether it's, you know, visualizing a white, yellow ball light around yourself and or a mirror, you know, where you're, you know, that you're blocking, you know, any unwanted negativity or things that aren't, that isn't your karma. You know, this isn't mine, this is theirs. You know, you can still help them, but learning to have more boundaries with people emotionally, because you feel everything in the environment. And it's really a blessing. It really is. It makes your life seem harder at times emotionally, because you just feel so much. But it really is a blessing, because it gives you insight into people and into your own life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I'd like to add to you is that a cat feels, you know, how he feels emotionally is very much connected to his mother. And I see that someone, he feels like he always been taking care of his mother for a very long time. Even if times that he feel burdened, he does feel connected to his mother very much so. And in some personalities, inwardly, I see a lot of a mother's traits, which is he's very sensitive. And believe it or not, I've seen that he's a little bit actually shy inwardly, even he's a powerful person, very charming. He's a little bit shy, like a mom, you know, she's very intuitive, a little bit, you know, insecure about things. So there are those kind of traits I see, besides a lot of good stuff. I'm just pointing some of the stuff to Chad that how he emotionally connected to mom. With the way you just explained it, it does make everything make sense to me.
Okay.
One of the things. Go ahead, Chad. Go ahead.
Well, there was something else about, I don't have any air signs in my chart, and someone once told me I did have Chiron in the seventh, but this whole thing about, you know, interacting with my world and expressing either what I want or what I need has always been a big hurdle for me, and usually I'll isolate rather than try to keep expressing myself for, you know, what I want or what I need or, you know, how I'm perceiving, you know, my interactions with people around me.
Okay.
So
I feel like that's really your moon. That moon in the eighth house, it makes people want to hide. It's a natural tendency to withdraw and to kind of be more secretive about what you really feel. And when you said about the air sign thing, I have your north node in Libra, which is an air sign, and your south node is in Aries. And that north node in Libra, south node Aries, is a very, very important placement, because it has to do with your karma with relationships and with intimacy and with having a relationship partner. And that's really one of your greatest tests that you'll have in your life is through your relationships. And I don't know if that's what you've experienced or not.
Pretty much.
But that's what I see. You really are meant. Go ahead.
Married a couple times. Yeah.
Okay. You know, with your North Node, I'll tell you this, what you mentioned with your mother a little bit. Whenever the North Node is in the fourth house, what I see with clients, you know, through the years, if it's the house of the mother, you know, it's the house of home and family. And having the North Node, which is your sole mission this lifetime, sitting in the house of home and family, the house of the mother, a lot of times when the North Node is there, the child or the you know, siblings have to take care of the mother or the father in their own home, or when they get older, they're responsible for taking care of them. So did that happen for you?
In some ways, I think I was emotionally responsible for my mom in that I was eating. I mean, she kept cooking for four people, and I kept, like, eating extra food to make up for what my dad wasn't, you know, providing as far as just a consumption. But I also think I felt for her emotionally. My sister didn't feel for her, and I was very aware of her needing to stay in her hometown until she died, which she did about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see.
Go ahead, Suki, and then I'll share what I
more,
see.
More need to be expressed. So, like I think I mentioned at the very beginning, when the air mentioned it to you, that you really meant to express yourself, or verbalize the things, how you feel and what you feel, emotions. you feel things very deeply and you haven't expressed much, but you meant to express. When I mentioned about that you are a little bit of restless, you know, always things kind of like a, too many things in your mind and your head, and it seems, it's kind of like a Gemini trait. So even you don't have, like you ask us about the air sign, you don't a whole lot, but the, what I'm seeing it right after you on the line, I feel you are very sensitive, very caring, very intuitive, but then again, I see a little bit of restlessness, so that's what I meant about that kind of you mentioned about the air. Probably a lot of agents, what they calculated or how they study, you do have definitely that trait and have a little bit of watch out for the depression. What do you think, Carmen?
Yeah, it's really that moon in Pisces in the eighth house. If your moon was in Pisces in any house, I mean, it doesn't matter what house it's in. If your moon is in Pisces, there's a natural tendency to depression, and it's part of you. I mean, you know, it's, you're born with it, you know, and it's not, it doesn't have to be debilitating where you can't function, but there's always that energy there. And then when you put that moon in the eighth house, it intensifies that feeling of depression more, because you're more aware of it, because you're really aware of yourself and what's going on with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're very intuitive about what's going on inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
You might not be able to express it, but you know what your issues are. You know what you're struggling with, and you have an awareness with it. You know what I mean? You're born with a gift. It really is a blessing. And I always say the eighth house is one of the hardest houses in the chart to have planets in, because there's a lot of sacrifice, and it's a lot of emotional pain, but growth, and so much spiritual growth that comes from having an eighth house moon. And especially Pisces, you know, with that eighth house Pisces moon, you know, you just are going to become more and more intuitive the more things that you go through in your life. You become more and more spiritual. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm probably surprised that he's not in some kind of counseling, you know, career in a counseling people and talking to people, because, like you say, Carmen, he's very intuitive. Mm-hmm. He feels very deep. Like you, that makes sense. Everything what you say about that eighth house, which is, I know you're eighth house expert, so I'm always impressed about it. And it does. He's a very intuitive. I wouldn't be surprised if he say, you know, people come to me for advice because I can feel things that person next to me. You know, that will explain everything. So, yeah, that was very good. Yeah.
One thing I see, Chet, with your node, you know, with that north node now, you know, you've been through a big change in your life with that node in Libra, taking care of your mother and your family. And now I see the energy kind of shifting. And you're really meant to focus now on finding, you know, finding a partner, finding someone to spend time with. You know, it doesn't mean you have to get married or live with someone, but, you know, really having a partner and some companionship. And
yeah.
And that's where I think you're going to start moving towards now.
Mm-hmm. I see that too. Somebody asked me, knowing a pretty long time, not somebody just met yesterday or last month. Somebody a little bit, you know, time-wise a little bit older, or a little bit, you know, maybe age-wise a lot older or younger.
Okay. Yeah. I usually meet older women. I usually meet women that are more understanding, maybe, of some of my complexities, but I would be open to meeting a younger woman, so...
Yeah, you're drawn to older women because your Venus is sitting in Capricorn. Venus in Capricorn, you're drawn to more mature, maturity, very responsible type female. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they tend to be older than you.
Somebody has a little more career.
Yeah. Grounded, practical, you know, got themselves together, hardworking.
Hardworking. Yeah.
Yeah, older, not superficial, not, you know, eighth house mm-hmm. people, you know, you're an eighth house person. You can't stand superficiality.
Exactly.
You can't, you cannot stand fakeness.
Right.
But that's also a lot of small talk.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. What'd you say, Chet? Go ahead.
That's a lot of small talk, that superficiality. When I hear people just making small talk, it's real hard for me to participate because they're just, they're shooting the shit is what they say, if I could say that.
That's right. Because you look right through it.
Yeah.
You know exactly what some hidden motives are. I mean, you just can't stand it, you know. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You like what's real and deep and lasting, and that's that moon. That's what makes that moon placement a little bit difficult because, you know, finding another human being that can be as deep and as honest and real as you are, you know, it might take a little time to find someone that can be, you know, that can really, you know, validate you and that you want to be around. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. And it's also creating the container for the relationship to exist in when it might not always be present in just the normal circumstances of life. In meeting people like on the street or at parties, there's no real space for me to be connected to them as if I was involved, say, in a church or in some sort of a community environment where there'd be time to get to know someone and build that container for commitment to, you know, being receptive to what another person thinks and feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My perception.
Yeah. Let me ask you about your career here. With that, you know, south node in the 10th house, I often see that, you know, this is, you know, you're someone that has been very successful in past lives and has been, you know, born with, you know, a work ethic and, you know, very good luck with career and work. And I find as, you know, people with these nodes get older, you know, they're forced by circumstances to have to focus more on their home and family. And it sounds like that's kind of what's happened for you in a way. And
in a sense, I have sort of let my career just be what it was. I had a government job, and I didn't really try to pursue a job in counseling that I thought would be speaking to my soul. I went with the government job because it paid the bills. And now I'm to that point where, you know, I do have a home, and I'm having to put more work in around here, but I still have that time to either put it in to a partner or maybe a career, and I guess I'm sort of split to, you know, trying to put my time into a career to help me out personally or into a relationship to help me out, you know, emotionally and, you know, and to help the other person, so. I guess I'm looking for guidance there.
Yeah. Usually with these nodes, you're always going to have a good job, and you're always going to have good luck with career with that south node in the 10th. You know, you kind of paid your dues, and you're kind of born with that good karma.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to try to balance and don't worry so much about the career. I think that's going to be there for you. I think to have, you know, work but look more at having a relationship and companionship with someone and learning to be that Libra partner. That's your big with your soul mission is that Libra, and it's all about having a partner. You've already been self-reliant, independent, hardworking, success, driven, goal-focused. You've already been in Aries. In this life, it's about, you know, letting your partner take care of you a little bit, you know, whereas you don't have to do it all. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the deeper thing that your soul's learning.
Yeah, before we off the air, and really quick.
Yeah, we have another call.
He really meant to express what his knowledge and feelings, the broadcast to himself, and that's really his mission as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we
we have another call. Thank you for calling, Chet. And
thank you so much, both of you ladies, for all your help.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we have another caller on the line.
Yeah, hello. Yes, hello. Hi, it's Milena calling. How are you guys?
How good.
Oh, hi, Milena.
Hi. Hey, here's what we're going to do, Milena. I'm going to just, I have your birthday. I'm going to tell you some few things about you, and Carmen's going to kind of help you explain and what's going on and help you out a little bit more, okay?
Good.
Very pretty. Very pretty lady.
Oh.
Yeah, very intellectual, very, very smart. Been through a lot lately. Very smart. Have some issue with the partners. That's pretty much I've seen that. I mean, you, how other people think of you, everybody knows you. You know, a lot of people know you, who you are, very driven. You know, you want to be success and all that. What do you think, Carmen?
Well, you know, with your Leo sun, you know, you're someone that, you know, is charismatic, friendly, you know, you shine out there, and people are very drawn to you and your beauty and your energy. You know, you have a magnetic personality. Another thing that, you know, Suki said, as far as people knowing you and you feeling, you know, being well known, you may not feel that a lot of people know you, but you are known by people. And a lot of times that's because your south node is in Leo as well and, north node Aquarius. And what that means is in the past, in past lives especially, you were, a Leo person. You were someone that was famous, that had a special talent or was well known for something that you did, whether it was your career, your work, you know, acting, music, you know, dancing, drama, writing, you know, whatever it was, you had a special talent and people noticed you, okay? So when you're born this life, you know, from a young age, there's a remembrance of, I'm special. You know, I'm good at things. I have a special talent. You know, you may not know what it is, but you feel that people don't recognize your specialness. And people are like, you know you're talented, and you may feel like people aren't giving you credit for your talent. And that's what a lot of people tell me with these nodes. And the thing is, you have a lot of Virgo as well. Your moon is in Virgo. You got Pluto in Virgo, Virgo rising, and Mercury in Virgo. And I got a lot of Virgo myself. And Virgo is opposite of Leo, okay? So it's like you have these two natures. You have this very, you know, part of you wants to shine, wants people to notice you. You want to be in groups. You want people to interact. And there's another part of you that's shy, that's a little bit cautious about people. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And that Virgo is, you know, you analyze things. You're very intellectual. You're very practical, very logical about things. You know, you like to, you know, a little bit, you know, cautious about things. You know, likes to perfectionist. You know, likes things.
Yeah, worry
you
about
know, me. Worry. Yeah, worries about things.
Yeah, worry about
so you have
things.
Two different natures, two different sides to you that are pulling you. You know, this earthy side and then this Leo that wants to shine and charm everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Do anything. Yep.
Have you felt like that? You also, the thing about your node that makes it a little bit difficult is that, you know, you were used to being in a leadership role and you're someone that was used to giving orders and used to people following you, you know. You were born that way, and you remember, you know, being in charge in some way and having people respect you, admire you, and look up to you. And what happens this lifetime is sometimes the universe blocks that from you, and you're not able to get the credit that you feel that you deserve, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's meant to happen to get you into your north node, which is Aquarius. Everything this lifetime is supposed to be about the group and about how you can serve others and help large groups of people in a detached way without emotional drama involved. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Does it? Okay.
Because she is so good and, you know, kind of royalty type of person, powerful person, there's some issue with the people maybe makes her feel like a try to hurt her, a little bit of jealousy
mm-hmm.
issue. So it might lead mm-hmm. it to a little bit of a legal issue, actually, perhaps. It's been really challenging for her. It's been going on probably several years, having a little bit of problem with the people. That's what I'm seeing it.
Do you have a few questions for us, Milena, and then I can kind of, you know, look at your chart and see what comes up, and Suki can kind of see what she picks up.
Yes. First, I am very drawn to, like, dancing. I was dancing ballet 10 years when I was growing up, and then I married a Virgo. We've been married 10 years and we divorced. That's where maybe I see the problem in the relationship, because he is still like kind of after me, like he still wants me back, but he did hurt me very, very badly. So I think he is out of my life. Like I finally came to peace with him, like that I'm divorced. I am trying very hard to stand up on my feet and searching my career. I tried many different things and I still didn't find anything. So I was just wondering, is that going to happen for me? I lately got an idea of starting my business. That's where I see that what you were saying in a leadership. Like I kind of don't see myself working for somebody else the rest of my life. I am, yes, and also I would like to have a job or a business that I can help other people, so that other people would be appreciating of my service. Right now I am working in a wellness clinic with massage therapists and naturopathic doctors, where I can see a lot of people coming out of the clinic happy and satisfied with the service that they received there. So I am shining around those kind of a people when they satisfy with the service that they received. So I would just I'm just trying to find out something for myself that I can do for myself to offer to people, some kind of a services like that. I'm just wondering if that's gonna happen for me. Also, I am single, and I'm wondering too if I'm gonna find that special person that's gonna appreciate for who I am, not trying to change me and always telling me, oh, I think you should do it this way or that way or my way. So because I would like to be who I am, not to pretend to be somebody else for somebody else.
What do you think, Suki? What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Milena has a trait to draw into somebody a little bit controlling her, like a little bit has, she's drawn to somebody very charm, very, you know, a little bit temperamental type of guy. Because that, I see her, you know, that makes sense that she does, you know, she did divorce. Right now, this time of year, right now, where things going on right now, she can't really see or not able to see the clear picture on partnerships. Same with Eloise, a financial status at this point. So involved with someone is okay, but I definitely not recommend search or, you know, the lifetime commitment is I will be a little bit cautious about that. That is my recommendation. Number two, about the job, right up the bat, actually, when you're on the phone, I kind of picked up that you're supposed to be involved with some kind of help professions.
Medical field.
Helping others. Yeah, medical field.
Medical,
others. Yeah, working in a hospital. What do you see, Carmen? Not the so much the counseling stuff, but even work in a ER. I tell you what, let me give you an example. Like if you work in a radiology clinic, running that machine, behind the machines, or taking pictures and helping people take a close off or
X-ray.
Take a picture of a, you know, the X-rays and stuff, or with some part of it. It's a, like a, a you know what, if I would draw down more, female X-ray division, maybe with something with the woman's breasts will be really necessary. That's what I see.
Well, that's very interesting, Suki, because that's what I'm seeing here in her natal chart, too, is you got Mars in the sixth house of medicine, health, and nutrition.
Wow.
And whenever Mars is sitting there, you're usually going to, you know, very good luck in the medical field. Plus, you have a ton of Virgo. Virgo rules the sixth house, Melina, and your moon, your emotional nature's in Virgo, your Pluto's in Virgo, your Virgo rising, and you got Mercury in Virgo. So you think like a Virgo, you feel like a Virgo, and you relate to life like a Virgo. And Virgos are always drawn to the medical field. They're nurses, doctors, medical technicians, anything with helping people that are sick in some way. I see that in your chart, and Suki really got real detailed about a specific thing. Radiology is ruled by Aquarius, and your Mars is sitting in Aquarius in the health house, in the medical house.
So
yes.
Determined? Oh, I love it. I love it.
And guess where your north node is? Her north node is in Aquarius. So she needs to work around anything technology, computers, X-ray, things that are high-tech, computers, technology, you know, X-ray energy, futuristic, and I'll tell you what, Melina, alternative medicine. So the fact that you're working with massage therapists and things, that's perfect, perfect area for you. And I think this could open up some doors for you to go into that similar field. I don't know if you've taken classes in that or if you're interested, but that looks really good as far as career for you.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I am interested. I am trying to find like what is where my future is. Like, yeah. Okay. Very very interesting. Well, my goodness. Yeah.
I have one more thing I want to tell you too, Melina, that just came to me. With your chart, you have a chart that's similar to mine. You got Gemini on your 10th house cusp. The 10th house cusp is all about career and work. And whatever sign is on that 10th house cusp shows us what type of work you should do, what type of career will bring you happiness. You got Gemini there, which tells me this. You would do well if you had two jobs, two
That's
different
right.
jobs that are completely different. So a practical job where maybe it's very stable income, and then a side job doing massage therapy or doing some more medical field you're interested in. Two jobs would make you content because you get bored easily at work.
Oh,
once you master a job, you're bored and you want to move on and learn something new. You like to learn. You need that mental stimulation in your work. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is true. I get bored very easily. I was thinking to start a candle making business, and only like soy candle, the ones that they burn clean and healthy. What do you think about that?
Suki?
Actually, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the first part of the question. I apologize. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
I was thinking to start my soy candle making business. Does that make
candle
sense?
Okay.
I just want to say I also had a name for the business, which would be Good For You Soy Candles.
Good For You
Soy Candles. And it says,
okay.
The healthy way to light your world.
Oh. Okay. Right now, you have a very good chance. I mean, that's very good. I think, again... you said that's a toys you're making or selling, right?
The candles, yeah.
Candles, yeah.
Oh, candles. Okay. I'm sorry, I got it. Candles also represents a cancer energy. You know, that's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's also Pisces energy. So she has a really pot of luck right now at this time of, her life. Anything with the Pisces energy, which means the candle is the burning and dripping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's supposed to be really good for her.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's really good. So okay. Like Carmen say, you can do two things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, candles. Candle is a burning herself, and it's like a the dripping like a candle. It's like a tears, actually. But that will bring you love because you're so intuitive as well this time in your life. So that is good.
And
good jobs.
Yeah.
You got to be wholehearted metal things and also soft touch candle things. You can do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the medical field is very strong in your chart as well, you know, helping people with health and wellness, which, you know, health and wellness can take on many different forms, you know. Just like, you know, the candles, you know, healthy, you know, well for you doesn't have to mean that you're, you know, working in a hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But doing something for wellness. And you have Uranus in your second house of money and finance. And typically with Uranus there, usually people are able to make money in a very creative, unique way through a hobby or something that they enjoy to do on the side. So that's a positive thing I see, too, as far as making some extra income, doing something that's unique and eccentric and different. You know what I mean?
Yes. So does that mean that I'm going to get out of my financial troubles anytime soon?
I think you've been in financial trouble for a while, but I think that will really, the candle business will really help you. You know what? If a time is off, I really... Melina, I really recommend you to call us sometimes when you have a chance so we can discuss this. I see some stuff like something you can do all together. Giving you example of two jobs of sharing, you know, same time.
Yes.
What about a massage table made out of metal? Somebody lay on the top of a table, you massage, kind of, that represents all the, you know, something about you know, females, the back and the front, you can touch that. And also you can use the candle business at the same time as well, that how do you expand your ability and interest. Okay? I'm just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we don't have any other callers yet, so, you know, if you wanted to ask a few more things.
A little bit more.
Yeah, we have about 10 minutes, so...
Sure. I am not really, I don't feel like 100% happy where I am right now. I'm just wondering if there's a move, like a physical move from the city where I live right now anytime soon. Like, I love the town, which is just 15 kilometers away from where I live right now, but it feels like it's on another planet. It feels so different when I'm in the other town. I wonder if, but just because of the financial situation right now, I don't see it happening. I wonder if you...
Where do you live right now?
I live in Canada.
What city?
I live in Hamilton. It's called Hamilton in Ontario, Canada. And the town that I would love to move... It's called Burlington or Oakville, which is only 15-20 kilometers away from where I am right now, but it feels like so much different. I feel so much better there.
Yeah.
And it's also a lot more expensive.
Yeah, let me look this up for you. Suki, you go ahead. I'm going to look up your...
Go ahead and that. Right now... Actually, this is so interesting. Before you mention about the move, I was going to tell you that, but I was afraid we out of time or whatever. You definitely, this year is very good for buy or move the residence this time of year. Especially now, I think that's why you started talking about it because, excuse me, energy is already flowing. That you were just even thinking about moving.
I'm laughing because I'm looking at your transit chart, and she's got Pluto in her fourth house. Pluto in the fourth house always signifies a move, a change in residence. Everybody I've ever did a chart on that has Pluto transiting their fourth house, they move. at some time right. during that transit. Yeah. So
I
that fits with your astrology chart.
Yeah.
It's great. This is great.
Yeah.
I feel like
it was
in
it. Yeah, it was in it.
Right in there.
Now let me, I'm going to look up that specific area you're wanting to move to because I have a relocation program that actually tells me how you'll feel in certain areas for career and if you're, if it's a good area for you. So let me, do that and Suki, you know, go ahead and chat with her while I pull that out.
Sure. Yeah, I thought it was a very interesting, you know, I see that in my, I see that and you mentioned it. Awesome. Very, And also another thing, you know, I'm switching gear a little bit while Carmen is checking and
okay.
helping you. I see a little bit of energy that you're going to meet someone. Also, there's a good energy flowing and there's something related to your business, whatever you do. Yeah.
Let's do this real quick because we have another caller. I'm going to, let me look at Burlington, Canada for you and tell you kind of what I see here.
Maybe she can call us back.
It's a very good, I'll tell you real quick, it's a very good place for you. You have a lot of a different transits going on in that area, but it's the energy of that area is positive for you. So I will tell you that, you know, that validates how you feel about moving there. But if you want, give us a call, you know, some other time, or we can do a reading offline, okay?
Okay. That's great.
Thank you, Milena.
Thank you so much. You made me so happy. I love it.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. Okay, we think we got another caller. You can go ahead and patch him through here at the end.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
I thought I heard a beep. Yeah, I heard a beep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, that's okay. Well, you know
Carmen,
it sounds like...
Going love what we do, this is really great because you're so good. You validate everything what we see or how we feel. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting where I feel like, I would almost tell her, hey, this is really good time for... you know, buy a house or move, and then you just validate and everything, you know, where I feel I'm just loving it.
It's amazing
right.
with that Pluto in the fourth house. I mean, whenever Pluto, you know, transits the fourth house, you know, you always move, and that, you know, that's what happened to me when my Pluto hit my fourth house. You know, I moved from Illinois to Ohio, and I'm actually going to be moving again this summer, and I still have Pluto in my fourth house, so there's a lot of moves that happen, physical moves, change in residence. You know, it's meant to be during that time when you have that transit. So that's probably why she feels like she wants to move, because she has that transit going on right now, too, that energy affecting her, you know?
Yeah, really. It's really interesting when she even mentioned about the candle work, because she meant to extend her talent, artistic skills. So really, I just love to help her. You know, I just wish she, call us back and some other times and make an appointment so we can kind of discuss more stuff, and just love to help her. She probably loved driving around and go. I can see her go place to place, you know, visit people's house, actually, you know, do service on other people. I see all of that. You know, any kind of spiritual work, I see all of that. I just like it. Hopefully, she's able to kind of pull at her artistic side and, you know, take our recommendation, and hopefully she's doing good, you know?
I enjoy hearing, you know, your insights, and then, you know, looking at the chart, and, you know, just from knowing you all these years and chatting, you know, we see how, you know, the energy, you know, is everywhere, and the chart shows the energy of your life, and there's different tools that people use to help others, and that's why I love astrology, because it's a practical tool, and It's very scientific, you know, it's very insightful and helps people gain self-awareness. And that's, you know, that's why we're here, is to help others, you know, understand themselves and their life and where their talents are and where their gifts are. So,
I mean, that's exactly the whole purpose of what we're doing here together, is that we want to tell people and listeners out there that, hey, this is just the tools we're interpreting energies and helping people understand what's going on. Why do we feel the way, feel this way? Why do they feel that way? You know, just to help them a little bit understand about what's going on. Yeah, and I love how you do. I always just amaze me how good you are, Carmen. So just love talking to you all the time. You know, just always validates what we feel. So like it very much. And hopefully listeners out there and callers enjoy as much as I do enjoy talking to you and chat with you about the astrology and the energies, a lot more other stuff. Hey, we got a few minutes left. So why don't you tell us about the book you published already, and you're waiting to publish anyway. We got a few minutes. So what do you think, Carmen?
I wrote a book called the Practical Look at the Planets Through the Houses with Lelewyn Worldwide, and I wrote it last year and got the final manuscript into them in December, and it's due out in 2010. You know, I don't know when yet, but basically it's my own experiences and my own understanding from, you know, all the clients I've had and friends and family and what each planet in the house means, you know, in the natal chart. So it'll be Sun through Pluto. Oh, yeah, all the planets through each house. I'll describe about 3 or 4 pages long on each planet through each house and how that impacts your personality, your emotions, your family life. You know, it'll go into all of the real practical hands-on information that people can use and understand in a basic, you know, way. It won't be high-tech or advanced. They'll be very practical and psychological for people to understand and look up, you know, the different placements that they have. If they have Sun in the 12th, they look that up and can read 4 pages of details about what that means. Same with the Moon and Mercury and Venus and all the planets. It's a real thick book. It's a long one.
Sounds awesome. So, I can't wait to publish. And, you know, listeners out there, I definitely recommend to purchase it because it's not just the sound. I saw you, how you write and how to explain things about planets and, you know, all of the knowledge you have, study all those years you have, and, you know, you have a knowledge of it, and experience you have. It's just fascinating. It's just a wonderful. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
I love today how we had, you know, someone with the 8th house moon, because, you know, that's, you know, a lot of the research that, you know, Suki and I do is about the 8th house, because, you know, Suki and I are 8th house people ourselves, so we understand that placement of the sun and moon there and what it feels like and what your life is like when you have planets in the 8th house. And so, you know, we've been researching that. I've been researching it for a long time, and I'm going to write a book about that as well that I'm working on right now for 8th house people out there that have planets in the 8th house, because there's just not a lot of information out there, and a lot of it scares people. And I have people call me and, you know, and email me from all over the world and ask me, you know, am I going to, you know, die young? Is my life always going to be bad? You know, because a lot of the old astrology books from the old days scare people, you know, when there's planets in the 8th house. It's a very negative interpretation. So I always try to,
And the way you write is so nice to make us really easy to read and understand it. And I just loving it. So,
thank you.
Just can't wait till another book's published. One book's already out there. I'm sure it'll help a lot of people to understand about whoever interests about the astrology. Anyway, I think we're getting close here, Carmen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go. You know, I want to thank all the listeners for listening in today, and thank you, Suki, for co-hosting with me,
and
thank you for the callers for calling in. and sharing your stories with us. We appreciate it. And we'll be on the air again every other week. We're going to be on the air. So our next show will be April 18th. And if you would like to be on the show, you know, just email myself and, you know, with your birth information and what show you would like to call in on and around what time you'd like to call, and we'll get you scheduled, you know, to be live with us if you're interested, listeners out there. So thank you.
Awesome.
And have a happy
Carmen.
Easter, and I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you
bye,
soon.
Suki.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.